When is a person not careful, doesn't watch himself? Bitanoi. In the first case. The first case is like this. The first case was that there's an issa neder for me to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So if the guy sleeps the first day, that really was the issa neder. By not sleeping the second day, that's only the tanai. So Yudis says a person doesn't watch himself so much about the tanai, so therefore we're afraid to let him sleep the first day, because then maybe he won't care about the tanai the next day, and he'll fall asleep the second day. Even though by doing that he's over the issa neder, but I call upon him, it's not the neder itself, it's only the tanai. But in our case here, be iser, be isurim is doyer. But in our case, we're saying like this, that you're making a nissa neder, you're not allowed to sleep tomorrow. If you sleep today, so then we leave the person alone. Because if he does sleep today, for sure he's going to watch himself tomorrow not to fall asleep. Because that's the ikka neder, not to sleep tomorrow. Such a view that agrees to this case. Now the Gemara wants to prove that from our Mishnah. It says, Now Mishnah says, Koi name Shani Yoshin. Somebody makes a nissa neder, he cannot go to sleep. Or else Shani Malat, that he cannot walk. Or else Shani Medab, that he cannot talk. And the Mishnah says that it's also below Yachad Avorai. And the Havamina is that it's also Midiraisa. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what is the case talking about? Elaim Mekedikton, if you want to say the way it says it actually, that what Shani Yoshin. That's time you're making a neder that he will not sleep. Nor sleep is also to you. You're not allowed to sleep. So Gemara says, the neder chal. Me have a nidrik. The neder michal is time to say that you cannot, that sleep is also to you. For your Tanam, we learned before. Chayme v'shvua shashvua schalat adava sheish by mamish. For adava shein by mamish. Ma shein kem ben adorim. V'shin adava shein by mamishu. Shein asleep is not called an object. There's nothing here. So Shavuos could be on something that's not here, because the Shavuos is upon yourself, your body, and you're here. But Nedarim has to be chal on an object. If the object is not here, the neder is not chal. So you can't say that sleep is also to you, because sleep is not here. Elo, what does the Mishnah have to mean? The Yomer is said like this, Koinim Einai Bishinai. He's making an issa neder upon his eyes, that his eyes cannot fall asleep. Now, what's the case talking about? If he didn't say for how long he wants the issa sleep to be, he just said that he's asking his eyes from now on, that they cannot go to sleep. For the Gemara, Mishav kinin le ad the over isura b'layachel, like our Mishnah's mashma, the neder is chal, and when he goes to sleep, then he's over the issa b'layachel. Is that true? Is the neder really chal? That he's only over the issa when he actually sleeps? The lachar is not like that. The lachar is that this neder is called the neder shov. And he's over the yisra right away, and he's allowed to sleep whenever he wants to. So Yom Rabbi Yechonin said, Shavuah shla ishan shleshi yomin. If somebody made a shavuah that he will not sleep for 3 days straight. So the lachar is that's called a shavuah shov. It's a shavuah in vain. And in our case, it'll be called a neder in vain. And therefore, the lachar is malkin oisai. We give him malkus right away, because he's over the yisra shavuah shov. But v'yoshen li'alter, and he's allowed to sleep right away. That's the loch of a shvua shov, that you're over the avera for saying the shvua, but the shvua is not chal. So here also, what does our Mishnah say? Harei zeh b'lo yachad v'roi, mashma, that you're not over the iser until you make your words in vain, that you actually go to sleep. If the person made a nether, that he's answering his eyes cannot sleep from now on, so that's not a nether, that's a nether shov. Nothing is chal. It should be mutter to go to sleep right now. You get malchus for neder shov, but not like our Mishnah says, a raise of a vayachad of aroi. Ela, so what does the Mishnah have to be talking about? Ela, the yom of the person said like this, koinim eine bishina lemacher. The person says that, tomorrow it should be yosef for me to sleep. I make it an issue upon my eyes cannot go to sleep tomorrow. Emishin hayom, if I sleep today. That's the case. So Mar said that also can't be the case then. Because the Amrit, you told me before, Kobi Yisurai Mizdoyer, everybody's very, very careful about the Issa Neder. And the Chur, then the Chiddush would be is, that we tell the person be very careful even today. Don't go to sleep today, that's what the Mishnah means. Be careful not to go to sleep, because then maybe you come and be over the Issa by Yachad of Aroi. So not the Gemara is, that can't be Pshan the Mishnah. Because Amarti just got finished saying that Kobi Yisurim is Doir. If the Issa Neder is going to be tomorrow, so then we let him go to sleep today if he wants to. Because that's what we said before, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, that the person says like this, that tomorrow it should be usur for me to sleep. If I sleep today, we don't care what you do today. Because even if you do sleep today, tomorrow for sure you're going to watch yourself. So that can't be pshat. Now Mishnah tells you, watch yourself, don't sleep today. You're allowed to sleep today. Ella, therefore, pshita, what does the Mishnah mean? The Omar, the person, said like this, koinem einai bishini hayoim. I'm making a nis and nether upon my eyes, that my eyes cannot go to sleep today. With a condition, though, im isha lamochor, if I sleep tomorrow. And on this, the Mishnah says, don't sleep today, because we don't want you to be over by Yachel. Now, v'loiniyim hayoim, if the person does not sleep today, k'niyim lamochor, if he sleeps tomorrow, my bayachad avarika. What kind of bayachad avar is there? Elolav, aren't we talking about bidiniyim? We're talking about l'chura, the person did go to sleep today. And therefore, we tell the person, since he slept today, we tell him, be careful not to sleep tomorrow, because if you sleep tomorrow, you're going to be over yisa neder. Is alma isa denayim? I'll call upon him. It's a riot to Rav Nachman, that we don't care what the person does today. We let the person go to sleep today. Alma isa denayim. A person is allowed to go to sleep today. Because why? Because tomorrow, he'll be careful not to sleep. Even if the person sleeps today, we're not afraid. And that's what the Mishnah means. That the person taka went to sleep today, and we tell the person tomorrow, be careful not to sleep, because you'll be over by Yachod Avaroi. V'tiyuf to the Rav Yehuda, this is a kashra on Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Yehuda, we don't let him go to sleep the first day. So why does the Mishnah have to tell him, like on the second day, be careful not to sleep, not to be over by Yachel? What do you mean? Go to sleep the second day. Since you did not sleep the first day, there's no wisdom either. So Mar says, Anachna, Mekika Toni Dinayim. Who says the Mishnah says the person did what he was supposed to? Avada, we tell the person not to go to sleep the first day. That's Rav Yehuda's shita, because we're afraid maybe tomorrow you'll sleep also. But the Mishnah means, let's say somebody did not listen to us, and somebody did go to sleep, then the lacher is, tomorrow we tell him, be very careful not to go to sleep, because if you sleep tomorrow, you're going to be over your issa neder. Ravina Marvina says, no, l'yerlim kiritoni. Really, the Mishnah is talking about the original case we said, that the person stam said he can't sleep. He's making this a sleep exhaustive. If so, the question was, though, am I bayachel? What kind of bayachel is this? The chura nisa neder was not chal upon a dove shein by mamish. The teretz is midirabonin. That midirabonin, the yisa neder is chal. Even though midiraisa and the derm is only chal upon an object, but if you don't have an object here, midirabonin takritzosa. And this to Gemara, so mi yika bayachel midirabonin, there's such a thing like this, that you grab the nisa bayachel midirabonin. So Gemara says, in yes, there are cases like this. For a time, you will learn clearly that devarim hamutarim, there are things that are mutar. V'yacherim nogu ben isra, people are noig an isra upon. Izi yat rishon latirin b'fneim, you're not allowed to be matar in front of them. Shenem ha'lapotek says lo yachol devaroi. And tonight we learned, shat menes liya de pesach, yim techol b'esavicha jachak, halach lo me'pesach. Alright, we'll stop here. Let's come on, we'll go over on the next tape. You're holding Daf Tes Vov Amid Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara says, Ravina, all my Ravina says, Le'olam Kediktoni, that the Pshat for now Mishnah, if you say, Koinim Sheini Yoshin, somebody makes like a neder that he would not sleep, or he would not talk, or he would not walk. So the question was, how could you make a neder on these things? I eat a dove Shein by Mamish. There's no object involved, the neder is not chal on anything. How could the neder be chal? So Gemara says, Ravina answers, Umay bayachel, what does the Mishnah mean to say that the neder is chal and you're over an issa of bayachel? The Gemara says midi rabbonin, that a true midi arises, the neder is not chal, because there's not chal on a dovish, there's no mamish here. There's no object here. You're making a neder that sleep is also to you, but sleep is not here yet. But I'll call upon a midi rabbonin, though, there is a bayachel, midi rabbonin it's also. So that our Mishnah says, harezev a bayachel devoroi, it means midi rabbonin. The Gemara asks the question now, Omiyika bayachem the Rabbonin? Is there any such thing like that? That the Rabbonin made up something to be yosa to do with Yedibur? Is there such a thing as a bayachal only mid the Rabbonin, not mid the Raisa? So Gemara says, in yes, we'll find another case like this. For your Tanya, we learned like this, that there are things that Devorim Hamutorim, there are things that Smutim mid the Raisa, you're allowed to do these things, there's no Isser involved. But V'yacherim Nogu ben Isser, other people will know Isser on these things. So the locher is in such a case, you're not allowed to be matter in front of them. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, lo yachal devaroi. So you see here, it says, Le'yachol de'boru, you can't make your words in vain. And for sure, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanon, because they're talking about things that are mutter to do midiraisa. You're allowed to do these things. It's only they were machmo, they're like makabo, like midirabonon, they were machmo on themselves not to do it. So we're not allowed to tell them, let them do it, because then they'll be over by Yachol de'boru. So you see clearly, midirabonon also, there is a by Yachol de'boru. Now the Gemara goes back to bring ask kashis on the first shal the Gemara started with. That before again we had a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. In the case that somebody made an iser, like not to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So the iser is today, the iser neder is today, but the tonight the condition is if he sleeps tomorrow. So Rav Nachman says that today we let him do what he wants. If he wants to sleep today, let him sleep today. Because if he sleeps today, then for sure he won't sleep tomorrow. And Rabbi Yudah said not like that. Rabbi Yudah said, no, we're not allowed to let him sleep today. We tell him not to sleep today. Because if he sleeps today, we're afraid he'll be over the Issa Neder, because we're afraid he will sleep tomorrow. Since tomorrow is only the Tanai, only the condition, people are not so nizer about the condition. Now we'll ask the Kashan Rabbi Yudah. Tanan, we learned a Mishnah later that sounds like this. Shat nenes li ad ha-Pesach. If a husband tells his wife that he's making a nisa neder, that she's not allowed to have any enjoyment from him up until Pesach, and let's say now they're staying by Purim time, and he makes a neder that up until Pesach you cannot have any enjoyment from me, with the condition, if you go to your father's house up until Sukkot, if any time between now and Sukkot you go to your father's house, you should know then you're also to have enjoyment from me from now until Pesach. So it says in the Mishnah like this, Hocho lefnei Pesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, then it says also b'hanosa yad Pesach, then she's not allowed to have any enjoyment from her husband up until Pesach. So the diik is, Hocho lefnei Pesach asura, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, then she's also to have hano from her husband. But loy holcha, masmish, if she did not go to her father's house, loy, there's no issa. She is allowed to have enjoyment from her husband. And on this, Omer Rabba said, holcha lefnei Pesach, asura v'loyke. That if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, and then she does have enjoyment, so then she's over the lav of Bayakha Dvaroi, and she even gets malchus for it. And this is the way the Ran Pasha learns, that she gets malchus, even though it was the husband that made the neder, but since the neder was chal upon her, that his wife, she cannot have enjoyment from him, if she does have enjoyment, then she gets malchus. Loi holcho, let's say she did not go to her father's house, then what you have to say is, asura bialmo. In other words, first of all, we ask from the Kashan of Yehuda. It's a mashmi here that only if she went to her father's house, then she can't have enjoyment. Mashmi, if she did not go to her father's house, then she is allowed to have enjoyment from her husband. And we're not afraid that later she'll be over the Tanai. So the Gemara answers no. What it means to say is that if she went and she has enjoyment, she gets malchus. But if she did not go to her father's house, still, midirabonim, like we tell her, not to have enjoyment from her husband. That's called Isura. It's called Yisura B'Yalma. So Mela could even come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, but if so, Eimah Sefer, what does the end of this Mishnah say? The end of the Mishnah says like this, Achara Pesach B'Bayach Devaroi. That if she goes to her father's house after Pesach, then she's over B'Bayach Devaroi. Now what's the case talking about? It has to be talking about that she had enjoyment from her husband before, but she didn't go to her father. So like we see, we let her have enjoyment now, because we say like for sure she won't go later. And if she does go later, she's over by Yachol de'boroi. Now if you want to say like Rabbi Yehuda, vi delo yishani lifnei Pesach. If according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, we tell her she's not allowed to have enjoyment from her husband before Pesach, if so, mi'ika b'yachal, even if she goes to her father's house after Pesach, why is there b'yachal? She didn't have any enjoyment from her husband yet. Elup, she tell him I for sure it has to be talking about, the yisani, that she did have enjoyment from her husband. Alma, what do you see, Miss Hani? Then a case where the husband made an issa neder, that she can't have enjoyment from him, if she goes to her father's house up until the Chag. So we say, Kozeman, she did not go to her father's house, we let her have enjoyment from the husband, therefore she is allowed to have enjoyment. And therefore it says that if she does go to the father's house later, she'll get Malkus.